recorded live from a lemonade stand in your front yard. Hey, kid, how much if you add some vodka? It's the Photo Happy Hour Podcast.
Hey, and welcome, everybody. Come on in and grab a seat at the bar. I'm your Photo Happy Hour bartender, Michael Mowbray. I have a little side story before I complete that. Okay, you know what annoys me a little bit? When people ask your name and you say, and I say very clearly, Michael, and then they go, hey, Mike, how you doing? For some reason, that annoys the crap out of me. I don't know why.
Well, why do you think I changed my name from Freivalt to Freevalt? Because I would say, hey, this is Dan Freivalt. Okay, Mr. Freivalt, what can I do for you?
Exactly. And with us today is Dan Freivalt.
And I am Carl Kaler. C as in cat, A-Y-L-O-R, because everybody gets Taylor out of Kaler. Even if I say C as in cat, they still put me down as Carl Taylor. Yeah.
I don't get it. So we went through drive-thru a lot lately. That's going to tie into our topic today. But I went through drive-thru and Culver's. And you know, Culver's now, they're taking a little page out of the book from Chick-fil-A where they ask your name and stuff. So I was like, you know, and can I get your name? And I said, Michael. Okay, Mike, drive on through. And I'm like,
no.
So I'm talking to my son about this as we're driving up to pay. And I'm like, you know, this really kind of annoys me. And he's like, his name's Patrick. And when people call him Pat, it annoys him too. You know, when you make it very specific and they ask, you know, what your name is, and you tell them that you use a different name. It's like, I don't know you. You really shouldn't use my nickname. But anyway, so I get up to the pay and it's like, well, okay, your total's whatever. Thanks, Mike. I'm like, he did it again. Drive forward because they have to bring the food out to you, and then a different guy comes out. Here you go, Mike. I'm like, it happened three times.
So when you pay, you should give them a George Washington instead of an Adams.
Yes.
Well, you called me Mike, so apparently you don't pay attention to the names. Well, so.
And the bill is the same size, so, you know.
Yeah, it's the same color, same size.
Yeah.
And that ties into our topic today.
Our topic, too.
It does, because yes. I needed to give them, I needed to give them an Andrew Jackson and an Abraham Lincoln, because, holy crap. Okay, this has been going on. Everybody's been talking about this for a couple of years. It's been going on. Food prices, everything's going up. I really haven't paid that close of attention. It's like, you got to buy it. You got to buy it. You know, it's whatever. It's like, holy crap. That was $24.
For fast food.
It was two burgers. I didn't even get a meal. I got a burger, a cheeseburger with bacon. Okay, I had a bacon.
Well, yeah.
And I did get a double dish of the flavor of the day, which was like brownie overload. So kind of had to.
Yeah.
And then Patrick got a burger, cheeseburger, and brownie overload. And then we got a single for Lisa because she didn't need a double. And she wasn't home, so she wouldn't know. We just brought it home and put it in the freezer. So we just lost Carl.
Carl just went flat.
Totally what dark. The heck?
Hold on. You had a power outage there?
Well, no, my screen just went to sleep on me here. I'm like, that's never funny. Happened.
Yeah, it was like we're
maybe
looking
Carl,
up
and... he didn't pay his electric bill, so, that's you know, right. Speaking of pricing and cost of things.
So, along with that, went through a different drive-through, A&W the other day. A&W, I never go to A&W, but it's close to my warehouse. Got chicken tenders and a meal, so chicken tenders, fries, and a root beer, $16.
Boom.
What?
Yeah. It's like airport food.
Yeah, it is.
Well, the funny thing is, you know, going out to eat and paying $20 or $30 or $45 or $75 for a real good meal at a great place, you know, gourmet type of thing, fine. And you get the service for that fee, and you get the quality for that fee. But fast food, really?
Right.
And now let's add to it. There's a tip jar there.
There's right. A tip jar. There's not only that, a lot of restaurants, they're automatically charging like 3%, 4%, 5%.
Yeah.
Credit card fees. Mm-hmm. Even if you like don't use a credit card, you still have the fee on there because so many people use a credit card.
Yeah. And
honestly, I don't know if you paid cash, if you'd say like, okay, do I get this deducted? Probably, but
they're not going to ask you.
And not even restaurants. I've noticed other places are charging a fee as well. Like I brought my truck in and, cause they had to get some work done on it and they're like, oh yeah. Do you know about our fee? I'm like, oh, well now you tell me. Like I would have brought a checkbook or cash, you know, cause mm-hmm. I mean, it was through insurance, but I said a $500 deductible. So I had to pay, you know, whatever, 5% fee on that $500. I would have gladly wrote a check.
Right. No kidding.
Cash, you know, but now I'm here.
You would have saved enough money to go to McDonald's.
There's nothing I could do. Yes.
Oh, yeah. And speaking of McDonald's, have you been inside a McDonald's lately? You know, all the food prices and everything went up, and there's nobody taking your order. There's a kiosk. You're like,
yeah. Kiosk, yeah.
Yeah.
Boop, boop, boop.
And it takes a lot longer than what fast food used to take, I'll tell you that.
Sure it does.
I don't do McDonald's too often, but I did Wendy's a couple weeks ago between building stuff and I couldn't get home. I had to get back here and Wendy's is a lot closer than home now. And so I swung in there. It took 25 minutes just to get my lunch. I'm like, this is ridiculous.
Whoa.
Yeah. And I walked in, there was four people in front of me. It still took about 25 minutes to get my food. Like I could have went home, Bill made a sandwich and drove back and then I'm on time.
No kidding.
So we kind of jumped right in, but did we actually even kind of talk about what our topic is or what?
Well, the transition is, okay, prices are going up everywhere. Are you adjusting your prices because your costs are going up?
Lab prices. I mean,
lab costs are going up.
Shipping costs are up.
Yep. Your gas costs have been up for a couple of years now to get to where you want to go. You know, your car isn't going to cost any less. And so if you got to replace that, insurance costs have gone up. Carl and I know because if you had to put carpeting in your mm-hmm. house or flooring in your studio or whatever, that's definitely gone up.
What was the roof? Speaking of roof, that's gone up too.
That's gone up too. What was that? What was the difference in flooring costs you bought in February and paid in February? It was like four.
I got it on sale for $417, and it's over $9 now.
Yeah,
January to now,
4 or 5 months later,
mm-hmm. for the same stuff.
Or depending on when I actually get around to editing this podcast, it could be 7 months later.
It could happen.
Well, and we were pricing out insurance, maybe changing companies. Well, talking to a few agents, they're like, oh, yeah, be aware that home. What did Stephanie say? Home insurance is going up because mm-hmm. in our area last year, storm went through the Green Bay area and a lot of people had hail damage on their so they had to get roofs replaced. We didn't, but because so many other people in the area, I'm like, well, how fair is that? But
well, just every time a hurricane hits down south, plywood goes through the roof, even and we can't even get it, even though
literally,
they make
no pun
it.
Intended.
Yeah, no, exactly. Yeah. Sometimes the walls, but where I lived in Iron Mountain, they built the hemp plywood, their OSB, right like a few miles up the road from me. They drove it right past our place, and we were paying more for it than what everything was getting paid for it or charged down in Florida and Texas and everybody else.
Yeah, you just need to pull a car across the road and, you know, do a truck inspection.
Exactly. Yes.
Go.
It's those things are heavy. It's hard to get a pallet of plywood off by hand, I'll tell you that.
So true. I took the Jeep in to get something the other day. What the heck was it? I'm like, ooh, I don't think this is going to fit. I had a bunch of boards off the back. I look pretty redneck because I'm like,
oh, you got your roll bars. Just hang on to it as you're driving above.
That's what I did. I had it stick it off past the tire and back. I tied it down. I'm holding on to it. I'm driving. It's sliding. I'm like, this does not look good.
Oh, we've done stupider stuff.
Oh, absolutely. Especially during college when we were having a sign correction contest.
I
mean, Home Depot is in far of a drive, so I'm like, fine. I'll take the Jeep.
I had a buddy that had one of those. What was it? Was it a Fiat or whatever? Like X 19 or whatever. I don't know if you guys remember their little two seaters, like they had like a little removable roof thing. Back in the '70s. Well, yeah, he bought it in college.
A Fiero or a
no?
Fiat?
It wasn't a Fiero. No. It was a, like okay. a Fiat.
Fiat.
It's like a Triumph TR7, but different. But So anyway, it had like a little removable roof, so we would go get a half barrel. it would position like right in that little gap of the little roof, and he'd have his left hand on it. I'd be in the passenger seat with my right hand on it, going down the road. If we stopped quick, that would just go whoosh like a freaking missile.
Just make sure it clears the hood.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, because you know, expensive to fix.
It is.
But yeah. It's a serious thing. We talk about this a lot, pricing and sales and things like that. But it's the time to look again, because if you don't raise your prices accordingly and your costs are going up, you're making less. And how many of you out there are making as much money as you want? How many people are sitting there going, you know what? I'm making too much money right now.
Well, that happens, I'm sure. Yeah. Well, here's the thing. I ran into at the chiropractor I go to. There's three people that work there that are also photographers. And
of course.
Yeah. And we were having a discussion because I told one of them said, does that bother you? I said, no, not at all. And I said, you know, photography is a great thing and everybody should enjoy it. But if you do it and you're doing it to make money, then charge for it.
Right.
And she's like, well, I just feel bad about it. I said, okay, let me ask you this. Would you come here to work? Do you own this place? She said, no, of course not. Dr. So-and-so owns it. I said, yeah. I said, so you work for Dr. So-and-so? She said, yeah. I said, so you wouldn't mind if you came to work here for the next month and didn't get paid, do you? She said, yeah, I would care. I said, then why do you do it to yourself? You know, right. Charge. You got to make money. You got to make a living if you're doing this for a business, period.
Well, yeah. And you know what I say all the time? It's like if you're doing it on the side.
Raise it. You should be twice as much.
Yeah, you have nothing to worry about. Yeah, right. You have no fear. Like you should, charge like crazy amount for it, mm-hmm. you know, because you don't have, it's not your sole source of income, you know.
That's why
it's like, oh, shoot, you know, like if my numbers are down, I'm paying still for my studio
rent,
you know,
like insurance.
It's like there's a lot of things that I'm paying for. So if you're working for someone else and doing it on the side, it's like, you know, you should just charge like crazy amount. Like, I got no fear. You book me. If not, you know,
right?
Yeah, and you could take pictures of flowers then, you know.
Yeah, and you could still do charity events. You can still give back a portion of what you make, you know, to people who really need it, you know, not to say clients or people, there's people who can't afford a photography, but you can do help portrait. You can donate money to whatever cause you want if you make an excess from it, you know, or maybe you just, you know, put 10% of each session towards whatever charity you want. Then it's
going to work. I could use some investors right now.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
10% of my sessions are going to you, Carl.
There you go.
The Carl Taylor Fund for photographers who need more money.
There comes that game right as we go round and round. Here we go.
The Carl Taylor Fund.
Yeah. One of the first times I won an award, it came in as Carl Taylor, and
you know,
like, in the newspaper even printed it as Carl Taylor. I'm like, I finally get in the damn paper, and it's the wrong freaking name. You gotta be kidding me! I just can't win for winning.
Thank you, Mr. Grizzle.
Exactly. Picking a poke. Oh, that's yeah, picking a poke. Drinking.
Yep.
Cheers.
There you go.
Hey, what are we drinking?
I don't think I sent you the photo of this. So again, I've told this trick several times in the podcast. I'm going to share it again. If you like fine liquor, buy a bottle, photograph the bottle.
Absolutely.
Put it on the commercial product section of your website to show that you do the work, and then drink the liquor.
And write it off.
I photographed this morning. Abelauer, 12-year-old scotch. And it's a beautiful, beautiful photo.
It was.
Please consult your tax accountant. We're not liable for tax
for
information.
For Michael's
photo prop.
Props.
If you are looking for us to contact, Mike, not Michael.
That's right.
Mike handles all our legal disputes.
Exactly.
See?
It's beautiful.
Actually, I saw you post that, and I'm like, oh, that's right. We have a podcast today. I was gonna post that or make a comment on it going, oh, thanks for the reminder. I forgot we were recording today. Tonight.
Yep. That was a little subtle hint. Hoping you can see that. Yes. See, it's already been posted to social media, so it's already part of my marketing.
So it's legit. It's legit.
Exactly. Legit. I've got a trail.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to start doing that. We have so many breweries and distilleries and stuff around here, and wineries. I got to start photographing cans and bottles and start.
Well, and that's maybe a segue too into like opening up other lines of business. I noticed right after after COVID was ending or businesses were opening back up, a lot of businesses wanted photography. A lot of, bars, restaurants, breweries, things like that, olive oil place I worked for, because they kind of never really had to market much, but then they realized,
we got to market
up our game. We can't just throw out, crummy shots on our menu because nobody's coming here to eat now, kind of thing. So I think that still can be, a viable option. If you need some extra income going out and hit these places up,
Practice first. Whole different lighting ball game than photographing people. So if you never photograph food or products, there's some good resources out there. Yeah, glass. Glass is hard.
Glass is tough.
But I have tips for that. Yeah. So practice a little bit first, get a little portfolio together, and then, go out and, beat the bushes, beat the restaurants, all that stuff. I have noticed local places in the last couple of years, their website menu stuff looks better.
It does.
So I think it's been the trend. I mean, I remember most local places you'd look on their menu or you look on their website and you're like,
I don't want to eat that.
I hope
exactly. It doesn't look like the picture. Gosh.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. Or do trade.
That works too.
So speaking of which, remember the sardine can I worked for a while, where those guys opened up several different bars and everything, and they were marketing geniuses. But the first place they opened up, Carl, you've probably been there, is it? What was the name of it? Ned Kelly's, I think. No. Shoot, I can't remember the name of it now.
On Main Street? But
everyone would dance on the bar.
Oh, so, McSwiggins.
McSwiggins, that's it.
Yeah.
So they...
you just had to say dance on the bar. Oh, McSwiggins. Yeah. Hi,
McSwiggins.
Well, I knew the guy. McSwiggins. He was in the dorm next to me, or the next dorm over, I guess. One of the guys that opened it. And there was some crazy times.
McSwiggins. Well, they negotiated a deal like to take it over, and the guy said, well, you just pay me X amount and all the free... Paps, whenever I come in here, and here he lived like upstairs or something. So he was down there all the time. they had to order cases, and he goes, no one else drank Paps. So, or it was like, I don't know, maybe it wasn't Paps, but it was like Paps or like Schlitz Blatz. Or something, Blatz. Yeah. It was, before it was retro and cool to drink that stuff, it was like nobody drank that back in the McSwiggins days, So, they're like, he made out great on that deal. So when you do negotiate trade, make sure it kind of works.
It's
got to
be parameters.
Yes, it's a parameters. Yeah.
Well, that was the episode of Cheers, and Norm got the bid to paint the office.
Oh.
He's like, what's this dollar signs? No, those are beers. That's my own kind of like monetary thing. He's like, you could even do $800 or what was it, 800 beers or something, or a month's worth of beer. He's like, $800 it is. It's all yours because I can't afford a month of your beer tab. So.
Beer tab, yes. Yeah.
Oh, my God. Missed that show.
I saw something the other day that was like, if there was any TV show out there that you wished had another season, what would it be? And that was one of the ones that came up.
Oh, absolutely. Cheers would be one of them. WKRP in Cincinnati.
That was another one that came up.
Correct. Yeah. Yep.
Ted Lasso, the new one.
I have not seen an episode of that yet.
I got to see the final season.
It just ended. It just ended. And it's like, I went back and I've started season one already.
Okay. Then yeah.
Watch over. And it holds up. It holds up the second time around.
Yeah. I've been trying to avoid everything because I haven't seen the last season. I'm like, dang it. I got to get that. So I don't see any spoilers, but yeah.
I also, did you guys know that they made the final season of Marvelous Mrs. Maisel?
Yeah, we watched the end of that. All of our shows are ending. So we saw the end of that too.
Yeah, I like how they wrapped it up. No spoiler alerts for everybody else, but that was a really good angle. Mm-hmm. It worked out pretty well. I'm going to watch the whole thing again, I guess. But
it's I went back and watched the first episode, and it was very interesting how they came full circle.
Basically. Very much.
I forgot the first episode, like everything that was in it, you know? So a lot of times what I like to do is I'll go to YouTube and not so much for Maisel, but for other things like, what you missed, you know, in season finale of the Umbrella Academy, you know, because there's many things going on and that's more of, you know, a heady type series, you know, or what you missed in House of Dragon season finale, you know, how they tied to Game of Thrones and brought things and even tried to make Game of Thrones better by tying up where they fell short because they rushed the last season. Don't get me going on that. Don't get anyone who watched Game of Thrones going on that, basically.
Well, you'll like Ted Lasso once you watch it, because there are the last season, there are so many callbacks to stuff that happened in the first two seasons that are really subtle, really subtle. You gotta pay attention. You're like, holy crap. They brought this back. And it all connected. And it was like, and it all worked in the story. It was like, these guys were brilliant. Absolutely brilliant.
That must take a lot of thought.
Along those lines and bringing photography in. So I was telling you guys before we logged in how I had my order, and I was showing you guys the composites I was working on this whole week because the girl who came in, she felt like, I didn't really have – like she kind of felt like she wasn't in sports. She said she didn't have hobbies. I don't really know what I'm going to do. I'm like, that's fine. We'll just do senior pictures. Not everything has to have a theme or a hobby or anything like that. Well, but then as I was talking to her for the consultation, which I do for every senior now, and I purposely do that to draw things out and for them to get to know me a little bit better. I get to know them a little bit more. All of a sudden she was into all these video games and into Marvel. And we started talking about, like, you know, I'm not a big Marvel fan, but I like certain Marvel movies like Deadpool and Guardians of the Galaxy, kind of like the offbeat kind of ones. And we started talking about like the Ryan Reynolds tying other movies together and like integrating like his, like the Adam Project. I don't know if you've seen that.
Yes. Yeah.
And then, you know, there's a part where it's like, you know, there's a fight scene and this person comes down and he's like, whoa, superhero landing.
Oh, yes. Yes.
So we laughed about that and everything. So then I'm like, okay, I got all kinds of ideas. And she's telling me the video games and stuff. I don't have a clue what these games are, but of course, researched a bunch of stuff and books that she was into. And so when she came in for a session, we were shooting a bunch of things. I'm like, oh, you should do a superhero landing. And then she's like, which one? I'm like, wait a minute, there's more than one? she did this Black Widow one, and I kind of put together a scene with that, with like her other video games and like other series of movies and her books that, like, she liked Crown and Thorns and Roses or something, this book series. So I had all rose petals on the ground. So she came in today and it was really awesome. But then I'm like, hey, did you notice the rose petals on the ground? She's like, I'm like, I should have told you that. I should have kept that little part like a secret that maybe you would have noticed. Like with my montages, I'll do that too. Put a bunch of images on and have one really light maybe in the background. And I had a senior parent come in like with their younger sibling. They're like, you know what? it was like 2 years later, and all of a sudden we looked, we were like, that was his class ring in the background from his state football championship. All of a sudden one day we saw it.
Just notice it now?
Yep.
Wow.
Well, that's cool though.
Yeah.
Well, so, it keeps it interesting longer. Yeah,
exactly. So
here's a little known fact for you. Did you ever see any videos or photos on, on how squirrels land when they jump out off of things like bushes and trees?
Carefully.
They land like they superheroes.
They do the superhero.
Yeah, they got one paw down, one paw like this.
Maybe that's where they got it from.
It could
He's out in the park watching squirrels.
It's actually pretty cool.
He's kind of squirrely, I mean. So I came up with an analogy today at the chiropractor, of all places, because they were talking photography and how it's their hobby and they're not really good at it, but they're getting themselves out there now for people to be photographed in. And she said something about the difference in, or I don't understand. I have a good eye, but I don't understand all the shutter speeds and f-stops. I said, well, you know, there really is a lot of math and art to this. And I've been talking about that a lot in the last few years of my classes, that there's a math version of this and an art version. And you got to have a little bit of both to be able to pull this off, because that's what makes you most creative. But then it got me thinking today. I said, you know, here's a new analogy for our world and our industry. People and kids have colored for years and years and years, ages. Some color on things, coloring books that have lines, and some color within the lines, some color without out of the lines. Some of you start with a blank piece of paper and they just color for the fun of it. I said, and then there's the people that really know what they're doing. And when you look at these color or the drawings or paintings, and you can see what Degas is doing or Monet is doing or the masters or trained photographers, there's a difference. You know, everybody can do it. Everybody can go and create. But, you know, when it comes right down to it, certain drawings stand out more than others.
Yep.
When you're in art class, there's always that one person that their project always looked a little bit different than everybody else's, whether it was a sculpture or, we're making, it was a paper mache, you know, where you start with a balloon and, you know, you're making like a globe or something. And certain
like people, Pinterest fails.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. So it got me thinking about just that whole tattoo thing too. You know, you got the guys standing on shoulder. And
get what you pay for.
What you pay for. Yes. I love that. What he thinks he's getting, what he's actually getting.
The dragon one is the best one.
The wings. Yeah. I can love that. But I said, that's kind of an analogy. I said, you know, just because you like to do it doesn't mean you shouldn't do it. I mean, still go ahead and photograph or, you know, create for people. But understand that there's a pretty huge difference of levels in our industry as well. And, you know, there's times when there's things that are really important that maybe you should leave those things up to somebody that's going to be more consistent with it each and every time. Then I hope this turns out,
right?
Because I don't understand the math of this or how to repeat this.
Tagging into that, because a lot of people think that famous artists, you know, they just have this innate gift and they just put it, you know, they start painting and they create. Da Vinci, a lot of the greats, they'd charcoal, they'd sketch it out
and throw it away,
and then they'd fill it in with paint. Yeah. You know, it'd be sketched in charcoal or whatever. And so often they found, as they do some of these, you know, super high tech X-ray, you know, photos of famous paintings, they find where they started and stopped and changed things. And even Mona Lisa changed, you know, there was an original draft underneath that is different than the final painted one. Yeah. So, you know, even the greats will take the meticulous steps to create and change and evolve and do all the little dirty work before they go to the next step and make the beautiful art and layer the paint.
So when we were in Italy, we you know, went to a where we were in Florence and went to the museum there, and they had a bunch of, you know, art from like Da Vinci and and all that. I think it was a painting by Da Vinci. I was pretty sure it was. And where the tour guide was like, okay, you can see this and you see that, and then like, you notice how the paint is different on the wings on this angel, because the person who bought the painting then hired someone else to make the wings larger because they felt like they weren't in proportion. And I'm like, oh, the Instagram filter of photography. Yeah, like, even back in the day, it's like, you know, photographers get ticked, like, they put an Instagram filter on my image and ruined it. And it's like, hey, even Da Vinci, someone's like, oh no, we need those wings to be larger. I'm gonna hire someone to paint over them.
Let's think about that. I mean, this is how tough our world is right now. So, I mean, again, this ties into, you should get paid for what you're doing, because this is tough crap what we're doing. You know, all the famous works that we've seen from, we'll just use Da Vinci. Okay, how many famous works do we know of from Da Vinci? Quite a few, right? Mm-hmm. But I guarantee there's hundreds, thousands of works that he produced that we didn't even see, don't know, because they were shit. I mean, well, the technical term, they were crap. And or he didn't want them seen, or he thought it was a mess up. Okay, so he produced this one image of this style, or this particular thought process. We have a subject come in, a high school senior. How many images are we showing a senior? Right. How many images are we selling a senior? And we can't possibly have every image be a masterpiece for eternity. I mean, we can do our best we can, but I'm sorry, you can't produce a, you know, 3,500 images that each one of them is going to be timeless and never, you know, priceless, so to speak.
I just want it priceless until the check clears. That's all I care about.
It's good to me.
Exactly. Yeah.
So I had to Google it here. I think it was the Annunciation is the painting.
Oh, sure.
By Da Vinci. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
So
you want to see the statue of David. That's what you went there for.
Well, we kind of skipped that part. We thought we saw, but it wasn't. It's like, oh no, it was a replica outside. I'm like, that's good.
Close enough.
Well, I thought the one in Florence is the one where
it is, but we didn't go to the action. They have one out on the like the free town square or whatever.
Yeah, the real ones inside. Yeah.
Yeah. I did get an apron though with that printed on for when I barbecue.
What, so just the lower part?
Yeah. Yeah. It's from like the chest down. Yeah. It's pretty funny.
Merchandising. That's where the real money is. Yes,
you're there with like the tongs.
Oh man.
Oh boy.
So
well, along those lines too, you know, everyone, and I'm guilty of it, it's like you want to get there right away. It's today's day and age. Like, yeah, I want to learn everything right away, and I want to be the best at everything, like fast, 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 fast. And it takes time. It's the rule of, 10,000 hours. Like, Da Vinci studied, all these masters studied under a lot of other artists and learned the ropes and made mistakes and, you know, practiced and, like you said, threw a bunch of things away or spent years on creating things, you know, and it wasn't just like instant. So that, you know, that takes time. Even the Beatles, like, I think when they were discovered, they're like, well, why are they so good? Well, they played an ungodly amount of shows bars and different things before they were discovered. So they reached their 10,000 hours pretty doggone quick. And so they were, even though they were new, they were extremely polished by the time they were discovered.
Well, there's interesting tangent on that too. Something that happened for me today too is too often we're, you know, you're talking about getting there quickly, and sometimes we just, you know, good enough is good enough. You know, we're just, sometimes you get people who want stuff right away and you just don't have the time, and you just want to give them good enough is good enough. And we all fall into that. I had a pig portrait. You guys, we've talked about this.
Yeah, that's right.
The pig portrait.
Yeah. Yeah.
And she's been asking me like every other day. It's like, hey, when can I get that? It's like, I'm just not happy with it yet. So I made her wait 10 days, 2 weeks, because I didn't like, there's some aspects of it I didn't like, and I just wanted to fix and wanted to tweak and wanted to find some time to do it. So today I found a little bit of time, and I literally painted fur on a pig, because it was a furry pig, and I didn't like the way he was, the cutout on him. I didn't like the edges. So I fixed his furry edges. So I will sell no pig before it's time.
There you go.
Is the motto.
Or
I gotta look up and see what I actually said to her, but it was something along the lines of that.
There'll be no pig released before it's time.
Oh, it's like I messaged her and I said the pig has landed. Not something I thought I would ever say, but I'm much happier with the pig fur now. Sometimes you just have to spend a little extra time on the pig fur.
Well, you should have hired the guy.
Painted the wings. Yeah.
Painted wings, and the pigs. You'll get it when pigs fly.
Exactly.
Yeah. Full circle.
Yeah. Exactly.
Exactly. I like that idea. So it is middle of June. Well, a third of the way through June. So
at the time of this recording.
At the time of this recording. Thanks for that pressure.
Yeah. It'll be September listening to this.
I'm leaving in 2 days. I'm going to be gone for a while.
I'm just bringing it up because is there anything right now? I mean, for a lot of people that listen, are senior photographers like we are. Is there anything that we should be doing right now, even though we should be started in the season? What's hot in our mind right now to try to get people here in, August, September, October?
Yeah, a lot of it depends on what part of the country you're in, because a lot of the deep South, this is their slow time. So this is probably their prep time, because they're not shooting that much. For us, it just finally got warm enough to, the ice has melted and we can photograph people.
Yeah. Yesterday was like a fall day. I'm like, I hope we enjoyed the 2 days of summer we had.
Yeah. It was 49 degrees this morning.
It dropped big time. It's a constant drip with marketing, or, if you're doing model teams and stuff, that should have been done a few months ago. But, schools are just getting out. So seniors tend to book later and later and later. It's like, after the 4th of July, I guess we better get this done, And so you could still hit that pretty hard yet and like get people in by, promoting stuff and, heading to, the key point is, I always stress this too, is knowing who your ideal client is. Once you have that figured out, then you know where you can go and hit up, or market to that clientele, or hit up other businesses like yours to try and work together to help bring business to them, and they can bring business to you. So social media can really open up a lot of doors that way, as well. Because, instead of just doing, again, kind of maybe going back to, you don't want to do beer in restaurants, but it's like I had done, my ideal client is generally an athlete, which is why that girl who came in, she felt like she didn't have anything, because that's a lot what you see on my site. Mm-hmm. But I've worked together and marketed together with other businesses who train high school athletes. So it was a good marriage where I could do a photo shoot for them. I could have display things they would promote me. And, that's my target market. So they're seeing all my stuff. They're posting that stuff on social media, talking about me. I give them my app as well, where people can plug in their information. I can get leads right from them, and they can have discounts based on, I know it came right from that business, or during prom season. We did this years ago where everyone who bought a prom dress from this particular store, they would get a discount from us. So to book a session. So we knew right where they were coming from, and that's a big thing. Like the first rush for me is like, this is, tends to happen. Like kids are going on spring break here in like March, and that's what they're kind of focused on, or that's where their money's going to. And then the next thing is like end of March, April is prom. They're focused on their prom dress, and that's what they're shopping for. So that's why we tied that together, because then the next thing, okay, prom's over. The early ones are like, okay, now we need to tackle senior pictures, you know, or now they're kind of the final exam. So they're kind of busy with that. So it's kind of a little bit of a lull, but then the next couple of weeks, like, okay, I'm going to get senior stuff. So be marketing, be working with businesses, post on social media.
You got to be out there all the time. I think that's the bottom line, is because just tying into what you're saying, Dan, it's like there's different people are different stages throughout the entire year. You know, the athletes, okay, they get done with school and then they go to a camp. You know? So, you know, like the football camps, the basketball camps, the volleyball camps, or whatever.
Camps now.
You know, so there's all the camps. And so, you know, do you have to get them before they go for camp so they can schedule when, you know, there's a gap in the camps? Or do you have to wait until they get back from the camps and then they're interested, which is usually right around the 4th of July?
Yeah.
You know, there's a little bit of gap in there. So that's usually when I see a big pickup, is right after the 4th. Everybody's like, oh crap, summer's halfway over and we haven't booked anything yet.
But you do need to remind them that, and that's the easy part with the athletes, especially fall athletes. Say, hey, once practice starts, which is usually the first week of August, you're done.
You're toast.
That's it. Well, you don't have time.
It's sooner than that now, because everyone's skirting around what practice is. You're talking about practice?
You're talking about practice.
Supervised versus non-supervised.
It's non-supervised. It's run by the optional, but not really optional. Yeah. It's not run by the coaches, but the captains of the team. But then the coaches, we're in the area.
And we can take the ball.
Yeah. We just got to be driving checking by the practice name. Field in circles.
Yeah. Speaking and of I noticed which, you weren't there on Tuesday. I see Aaron Rodgers has not missed off-season training camp.
There's a new one.
What's it called? Non-mandatory training camp at the Jets. Yep. He's made every single one. Plus, he's talking about working out with the wide receivers.
Is that important? Is that something that should happen?
Before season starts.
That might be a
starts.
Good idea, yeah.
You know what makes you better is practice.
Really? Wow.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just visualize and then.
He's just going to manifest it. If you're manifesting your business, like, you know, Aaron Rodgers manifesting a Super Bowl, look how well that worked out for him. So
bring back Ted Lasso. When you watch it, they bring in a superstar player for a little bit named Zava. It's Aaron Rodgers. Just wait till you see. It's Aaron Rodgers. Totally. Totally. Yes. It'll be funnier once you recognize once that right away. You're like, oh, okay.
I got it.
Yeah.
Wow.
Manifestation.
And then
we hit a lull. Maybe it's time to say, Photo Happy Hour is sponsored in part by Molight, America's top-rated Godox retailer. We're having a sale right now, but by the time you hear this, the sale will be over. Visit GoMolight.com.
Yeah. Hey, by the way, tangent on that before you get away, my very first senior here in Holland, we did some things in the window light up front. We jumped into the camera very quickly because I wasn't prepared or I wasn't ready, I guess, with everything here. Anybody. Yeah. But I tracked out the 400 with that plug-in battery, so the AC adapter.
Oh, yeah.
Man, is that sweet. So I didn't have to worry about, did I drain the battery at all? Because then I'm going to take it and go outside. Just plug that sucker in, turn it on. You're good to go. Popped it off, put the battery on, out the door. I'm like, you know what? What a great use of this product in multiple areas. So
if you're going to buy one flash and you need it for studio and outdoor, it's the 400. Because you can get that AC 400 adapter. It's like $109. Use it in the studio like Carl did. Pop it off, put on the battery, go out on location. Then you can go anywhere. You got 400 watts of power. It's like watt seconds of power. It's crazy.
Crazy cool.
Yeah. I thought you were going to say you use your scrimflectors.
Oh, that's what I was waiting for. That was the most exciting part of unpacking so far is getting my rolling reflectors back. Yes. Both them suckers up there, and I got the translucent one for my fill, and I got the silver and black for my accent light, and oh, I was just a happy boy. Yeah. And people are walking by going, what the hell is that thing? Just so you never mind.
Something that nobody else has, but you could have.
You could
$329 at gomolight.com.
There you go.
Buy two, they're small. Mm-hmm. One's for an accent, one's for fill. You got to have both. Just saying.
That's right. One could be a background, one could be a scrim, one could be
We've used it for backgrounds too.
Yeah.
And it could be a softbox.
Put together for one hellacious V flat.
Yeah.
At an angle.
Nice.
Ooh. Yeah.
That 400 with the battery pack right through it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I gotta send you pictures. Did I show you the pictures of? I gotta send you those. It's a pretty remarkable image. Actually, I really like that one.
Well, tease me now.
Yeah, I'll send you over.
Here's bad as a waitress. We had our 30. How many years have we been married? 36.
36. 36.
Yeah,
because you saw the post too.
When you saw 25.
Well, you keep doing it every year. Keep adding to it.
Hey,
you should just start doing tally marks.
Dude. Yeah,
right. Just doing tally marks.
He's efficient. He's saving a tree. Come on.
If you haven't seen it, if we're not friends on Facebook, I've got a special invitation I did for our 25th anniversary that shows photos from our wedding and all that kind of stuff. It's like, you're invited to our 25th anniversary. So now I just repost it every year and cross out the 25 and hand write in.
Cross out 26, cross out 27, exactly. Cross out 28.
It's kind of like a license plate where you just keep the new year over top of it. Anyway, we went out to dinner for our anniversary. And, you know, they asked, you know, are you out here for a special occasion? It's like, yeah, it's our 36th anniversary. Oh, well, we'll get you a free dessert. Oh, we've got some of this chocolate decadence. Oh, it's really good. You know, like, so I'm thinking all through the meal. I was like, yeah, I'm going to save a little room for the chocolate decadence, right? You know, so we get done and and she's like, oh, so you're going to have a dessert? And I said, well, yeah, you talked about this chocolate decadence. And she's like, oh, I don't know if we have any left. I'm like, hey, you were selling this pretty hard, even though you're going to give it to us for free, but you're selling this pretty hard. I've been thinking about this the whole time, and I saw this old guy at the table next to us eating what looked like it was probably chocolate decadence, and if you're going to tell me he had the last piece, I am not going to be happy. She went back in the kitchen and found the last piece. So
there you go.
We were good. I don't know where I was going
off
with
the
that.
Floor.
But
yeah. Bring two forks.
Yes, it was really good.
Wow.
So I know we're going to tie this up, but that reminds me of another interesting story I saw, and it kind of ties in with marketing and sales. Well, this waiter was selling, way outperforming all the other waitresses and waiters selling desserts, and that everyone wanted to know his secret. He wouldn't tell his secret. So finally one day he told his secret. And what his secret was is when he would take the drink and appetizer order, he would encourage them to order a dessert right away because sometimes they run out of desserts. You want to make sure, and even, you know, you can always just take it home with you if you're too full, blah, 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 because that's what happens. A lot of people don't save room for dessert. Then they bring the dessert tray out, or they just offer dessert and people are like, no, I'm full.
Right.
So he would add it on with the appetizer. And if you were full, they would just package it up and you could bring it home. So that's how he helped to blow everyone else out of the water, pre-selling desserts or similar, how they say that increases sales just by bringing that tray out, where you see all the desserts instead of just like, I don't want a dessert. Like, once you see it, it's like, I think I'll take that carrot cake that's the size of, you know, Mount Rushmore.
Well, it's similar to what I used to do. I used to do gift with purchase, that whole approach. You know, if you invested in a wall portrait and a grouping and an album and can't remember what else I had in there, if you did all that, then
you got dessert.
You would get dessert. you get a gift with purchase, and they're at different investment levels. You know, if it was, you know, $9.99, I think it was $9.99. You got the app, and $12.99. You got this, and $19.99. You got that, and $24.99. You got this. You know, so I would lead with that stuff, so that people had kind of had that in mind. So, oh, how close are we to, how close are we to getting that? You know, the freeze cheesecake. It'd be like, you're about 11x14 away from getting that free cheesecake.
Exactly.
You know what? I think you just hit on a good thought. You know, I'm all my incentives are photo based. Maybe we
should it be
have
food?
Dessert. Well, I got this place, Bowerman's Blueberries, right down the street, or right down the block here. That their restaurant is awesome. Their cheesecake, triple, what do they call it? Triple
heart attack?
Something cheesecake. Yeah, well, that too, probably. But their pies and cheesecakes and coffees are just insane. Maybe I should. At this level, I'll get you a Bowerman's blueberry pie. At this level, we can add in, you know, five lattes or
yeah. Or so there, so pie. Full circle. There's where you go in, you do trade,
yep.
You photograph some of their stuff, and they give you gift cards, and then you mm-hmm. give the gift cards away, and
yep.
as your incentive items.
There
I
you
like
go.
It.
Yeah, and there you go. I do that for. Unexpected, like Christmas or holiday gifts at the end of the year. I know a lot sure. of people will give away, you know, other portrait stuff. And I don't like to do that. I want to give them something other than portrait stuff because I just think it feels more special. So, yeah, maybe work that into right during the sales sessions. Like, oh, you get, you know, a gift card to some other place, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then that place is like, hey, you know, Carl keeps sending people over here. You know, they're going to maybe
I'll get my
you.
Coffee for free in the morning.
Yeah.
Well, they start putting people your way. Oh, you got to have Carl do your pictures. You know?
Yeah. Yeah.
Every little bit helps like that.
Yeah. Have that Carl Taylor do your pictures.
That Carl Taylor awesome. Guy.
See that new guy? That new yeah. Taylor guy down
the road? It's, you know, good. It's funny. It's the IRS doesn't get it wrong. You know?
Right. You probably get
actually
Carl Taylor's taxes too.
Yeah, so
I get a letter, two letters in the mail every month, it seems like. And it's like, your address has changed. And the only thing that it keeps going back, both letters, like, this was what it was, this is what it is, this is what it was, this is what it is. So the only difference is one, I'm Suite 210. And it's like, it says one is spelt sweet out and the other one is like S-U-D, whatever. Yeah. Yep. And I think the only difference is like when I, cause I go in and pay my sales and use tax and log in into my account, but then my accountant does other things and his is set up with a different suite than my suite or something like that. It's just keep going back and forth.
Oh, jeez.
It's like, why do I keep getting these letters? They're like, I don't know. And then we figured it out. That's why. But it's like.
Wait, you pay your sales and use tax?
Damn, yeah. I'm going to have to start doing that.
I'll start yeah. doing that. Is that. You're supposed to do that every month?
So.
Well, not if you photograph, you know, the liquor that you drink, then you're tax free.
So, oh, well, then okay.
Another good like, tax advice.
Is that like a duty free? It's a
duty. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Dude. Brainstorm.
Oh, brainstorm.
I'm okay, going to go. Declare this space a duty free zone.
Oh.
Boom.
There you go.
Where do you get the paperwork like done? Duty free.
Yeah. How can we do it?
Anyway. On that note, we'll leave that parting shot with you guys.
That sound tax advice.
Again, consult with your tax advisor. We are not tax professionals.
Or we do not bail people out either. Just saying.
No. Although I have a lot of money. I don't pay my sales and use tax. Anyway. Till next time, guys.
Yeah. Cheers.
Cheers to you.
Last call.
You've been listening to the Photo Happy Hour podcast. Be sure to hit that subscribe button to not miss a single action-packed episode. And join our Photo Happy Hour Facebook group where we'll post links to the stuff we all talk about. You can find my Molite gear online at www.gomolite.com. That's GOMOLIGHT.com. You can find the Facebook page under Molite Store, and I also run the Godox Flash Help Group on Facebook. You can find Dan's Senior Unlocked website at www.seniorsunlocked.com. That's seniors with an S at the end, unlocked.com, and the Facebook group under Seniors Unlocked. And you can find Carl's Coaching Corner at www.ccphotocoach.com, ccphotocoach.com. Till next time, cheers to you.
You don't know the power of this podcast. You must obey me and subscribe. When I first started listening, I was but the learner. Now I am the master. Subscribe now. It is useless to resist.